Good morning, afternoon, or evening to our listeners. We just wanted to give a quick thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, which is The Times. We are so excited to be working with them. You can sign up for The New York Times by visiting their website, www.nytimes.com. Let's get into the podcast.
It's different now, everything has changed. Always on plane, always something new. I said nothing's new, nothing's changed, I still need you.
But if these are quiet.
Is yours quiet?
Go.
No, it's loud. Hello? Yeah, it's better. But if these are whack topics, we can talk about NFTs because Gary's going to be NFT podcast.
You listen to it?
It was so good.
What did he talk about?
He just basically talked about bringing substance to your token. Mm-hmm. He's like, all these people are not doing that. And he's like, I don't know why.
Utility?
Yeah, it was really good. Like, his V friends would
get
him.
His stuff goes crazy.
He'll get him in the V conference.
Yeah.
He's like, when the government clears this stuff up, I want you to be my business partners. And he's like, I only can't do that right now because of literally government laws and everything like that. And I was like, business partners? That's pretty crazy. So that was like, he's like, it was cool because I know you don't know about Nelk, but they basically started off as big pranksters on YouTube.
The dude's funny.
Yeah, and now they have like a really big brand. And they, one of their, Steve Wadua got offered $1 million at the UFC fight to promote an NFT. And they also had like the president of Nelk on the podcast with Gary. And I told Steve, like, just wait. Like, they are waiting to drop their own collection because they want to do it correctly. Not just like, they want to have utility with it.
Yeah.
And so it was just another part of the conversation I haven't heard. So it was cool.
Was it the recent one?
Yeah, most recent one.
Nice.
The AB one was kind of whack.
Oh, really? He was just talking trash the whole time?
He didn't want to talk trash. That's why I didn't like it.
Oh, he didn't want to go there?
You wanted him to talk trash.
No, and they couldn't catch his vibe. I'm cutting in and out, no?
No, I can hear you fine.
I can hear you.
And he was like, they're like, why'd you take your shirt off? He's like, you keep going back to that.
Oh, he didn't want to go there.
But they asked him like 5 times. I'm like, yo, like, catch a clue. Like, stop asking him. So it was.
But I'm sure it was.
Catch a fade.
Something. He's like, I'm trying to kumbaya.
He said that?
Yeah, he's like, weird, bro.
He is.
Yeah, he's. All right, so. We got Jesse on the pod. We got Joe.
7:53 in the morning.
A.M. Friday.
7:50.
Jesse.
Take us away.
Jesse.
Okay.
What are we going after today?
I put three things we can attack. We can tackle.
Sounds good.
Honestly, like Baby Keem?
The first one is like my favorite, but I don't know if we should go there yet. Like, if y'all,
I mean, what is it?
It's the evolution of like Johnny and then how he started evolution. Off and then like how you started off in Orange County, then somehow came to Dallas, and then got into what people don't know, like BCIRL, and then how that basically evolved into new, and kind of a little bit of that process. And I really think that would be cool, but it's a little early for that.
It's a little early.
A little early.
I mean, I'm down for that one for sure.
We can start with something light.
Let's go.
What's the importance of equally working on your craft, but also researching to stay ahead of the curve?
Ooh.
And how do you balance that?
It's a bit early. It's a bit early.
That's good though.
But we can definitely jump on.
It's lighter.
What'd you do this morning though, Jay?
Definitely showered. Shower every morning. I had to Uber here, which was a bit tough. Bro, the dude, I swear, like, I was walking outside. I come outside. I see the dude. He sees me and then he cancels and drives off.
Why does he cancel?
What? I was pissed. It was one of those things, like, I was about to like run after him, but it's like, why would I? It's, you know, why
no
would
need
I do
to
that?
Run.
No need. So I just ordered another Uber.
I didn't even know they could do that.
Yeah, they can cancel the trip and I don't know, whatever.
Is Uber, but Ubering overall is nice. No?
Yeah, it's chill, except for like when, like, people are weird, bro. Like
was it a weird Uber experience?
Not the dude, but like what they think is cool is weird. Like, I get in this guy's car right now, and like the dude has three screens in a little vehicle. So he's got a screen, you know, in the headrest where I'm sitting so I can see a screen, and then next to me there's another screen, and then he's got a screen in his dashboard. I'm like, okay, a screen, like maybe you're watching a movie or something, whatever. He just has a graphic that makes you look like, makes it feel like there's a podcast going on, and like it's just weird. And then he's playing like this cultural song with a podcast on top of it that just keeps cutting in and
like
out.
He's trying to give you an experience, or what?
Is yeah, that what it is? Yeah. It like just weird. It's and weird. Then the other guy, like another guy, the other time was
the scrolling one. Remember the scrolling guy?
Yeah, one time, like dude,
that was the weirdest.
Stops at a stop sign, literally.
And he's scrolling on just IG, scrolling. Like just like.
And then like, and then when he's scrolling, I think he's a girl, and then he like presses, you know, he pauses the story.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's
yeah,
like
yeah,
looking
yeah
at her.
It was like a girl. I'm sure
like
it was
while
a girl,
we're
like
looking at it, just weird.
And then I think he saw us in the rearview mirror looking, yeah, and he's like swiped up, like just swiped out of it.
Yeah.
Do you leave ratings?
No, I don't. No, it's just too much. I mean, why would I like go back and like rate them? You know,
the vibe.
I sometimes like I'm.
You get rated. You know, you get rated, right?
Yeah, I'm sometimes pissed. I'm like, I'm gonna go do it
as writers.
Yeah,
it just takes time.
The only person I know with 5 stars is Matthew.
Maceregos?
Yeah.
Damn.
How do they rate you as a writer?
As a driver, like a, like if you imagine if you like. Or a drunk guy, and like that, you're always like,
yeah.
They say how long you keep them waiting, is a big thing.
How long have you been doing? Have they been doing that
since day one?
Since day one. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that side story? I think we've said this story before. Was it your birthday? Like maybe
year, for Uber.
Yeah, where Uber dropped for the first time like ever, and they were giving just free rides. So for Johnny, it was like Johnny's birthday weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was Marcelo, you, and I. And we were just getting free Ubers everywhere.
Yeah, bro, we went everywhere. There was a dude that picked us up in a Suburban.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a African Dang. Ethiopian dude.
Yeah. It was sick.
That's he was so like far. A chauffeur. It was pretty fun.
It was like 2013.
Uber's crazy. Like the other day I ordered Asian food, like Chinese food, fried rice, Uber Eats. And I shouldn't go there. Anyway, it was good.
What?
The food was good. The food what? Was good. Well, no, I just like,
oh,
bro, I ordered it. It was supposed to get there at 7:20. It got there like at 8:20.
That's
and
the
that
worst.
1 hour, so, it was just tough because we had to put Lua to bed. Oh, yeah.
Being a parent,
and
like
so by that time,
different.
It was just too much. Like, you know, I just started eating food. So by the time I got there, I wasn't like hungry. So I just.
I went to Pilates this morning with my wife.
For real?
How's yes. that?
Bro, that's so nice.
She was like, it's going to be a Zen class. You're just going to stretch.
Was it a workout?
Bro, it was freaking cardio.
That's so nice, bro.
Nah, wasn't it? Like, I was
Who was
really,
the teacher?
His name's Oliver. Super nice dude? Guy. Yeah. Buff dude.
Did you go to the one right here?
Yeah, Oak Cliff Pilates.
It's been packed. How'd I get on the list? Like, if I sign up, I have to get on the waiting list right now.
There was, not all the things were used. So
I guess I am not looking at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
It was like a 5:30 class.
It's nice.
Bro, it was crazy. Bernice killed it. Yeah.
Really?
And then it was nice because we had Davis after. So it just felt good to work out.
So nice.
Felt like a, you know, like workout couples. It's kind of what I felt like. Like we work out together. But it was definitely fun.
Did you have the green tea at Davis?
No, I had a shot this time.
Oh, the green tea.
Because I know I knew we had this right after. And then it's going to be kind of a long day.
Yeah.
So I'm just, and I haven't had coffee in forever. I felt great. Yeah. I feel it.
Feel the coffee?
Definitely feel it.
What did you
ask?
You said something about creative process.
Yeah. What is it equally important to work on your creative craft? And also, how do you balance researching in your field to stay ahead in your craft?
Yeah. That's a good question.
So work versus research, like almost?
Or do they, yes, but also do they go together and how often do they work together?
Like almost like, is there a world where someone is only working on their craft without research or without development?
Exactly. And is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Whether it's it be photo, video.
Or even what that looks like. Like what does, I mean, start with you, Joe. Like what does working on your craft look like today different than maybe like a year ago? Like today, what does that look like? Someone asked me the other day, it's like, what is Joe good at?
Who asked you that?
I can't tell you who, but someone's like, but what is he good at? And
No. Who?
No, I'm not going to tell you who. Like, but
Johnny's one of the most secretive people. Like,
what is he not good at? And
I don't know.
Imagine if you told.
No, I mean, I know what you're good at. But anyway, I mean, what does working on your craft look like?
I mean,
today.
Today, I mean,
this month, like this time.
Honestly, I think working on your craft is consistently. It just depends. It's consistently trying your best to get connected to what you want to do. Is sort of what I've tried to do this season is, because obviously we've become fairly busy. I feel like I've taken a different role in the past like 2-3 months, not really necessarily like creating like designs or films, but I think the process is like consistently try to stay. I think there's a difference between feeling stimulated and then feeling inspired and finding what like speaks to you and is there different ways I can convey this message, whether that's like with my hands working something on there, like working with something with my hands, which means like painting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would love to like build and sculpture. Like we have a table at the house and it, we want to sand it. Right. And that's sort of a way I don't know if I'm answering the question properly, but that's my process. But then I think also, which I told the team to do this is mood boarding and imagery, being able to always have a good language for imagery is always, always really good.
It's really good.
Like we're thinking of a project and Johnny was like, man, I really wanted to go deep. And he said, I want to go deep with having photography lead this project. And obviously I'm not a photographer, but I feel because though we've been busy in the times that I do have, I allow myself to go like down a rabbit hole of images that speak to me. And I think speaking, I've really learned what I'm looking for. I always want to look for something that speaks to me. And if I'm able to define what it speaks to me, then I'm able to use that as like ammunition for any other project. You know, whether that's, I guess my personal process is finding stuff that speaks to someone. Like, what does it speak to you? Because everything is speaking.
And you're doing that regardless of a project, right? That's curiosity for you.
But that's always.
And that for you, you categorize that into development?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you develop as an artist, as a creative?
Yeah, because I think one of the biggest things we've talked about and a good, you know, friend that's really good at what he does, and I'm seeing a really consistent pattern is taste.
Yeah.
And I think you develop your taste by obviously just tasting more. Like,
yeah.
I think about food, and I think how the other day I forgot what we were eating, but the olives tasted really good.
Yeah.
And 13-year-old me detested olives.
Yeah.
But I've developed my palate. I developed my taste to really appreciate olives. Mm-hmm. And it's similar, I think, in creative.
Yeah. Some freaking olives. Well, I think that's it.
I hope I did it. Is that?
Yeah, because I think you're probably in a different place because development for you doesn't necessarily look like
execution.
Yeah, jumping into Final Cut and like learning how to, you know, be a better editor necessarily, yeah. Right? I mean, you're always learning, or a designer, like opening up Photoshop. Like, yeah. You're not going at the function of an initiative, but you're almost going, like you said, ammunition, or the come from, like where you're coming from and where you're taking a project is where development is happening for you.
Yeah.
Which it's interesting because we work with a lot of young creatives, and like that's probably the thing that lacks the most is people, like for the most part, like if you grew up in, you know, if you're around 20 years old to 25, like you can get a design class or, you know, video editing course like pretty quickly and learn it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I find that makes a huge difference between someone that's good and not is someone that comes from that, like someone's taking you somewhere because they've got references or they've got like where they know where they want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Which is where I think I recently found this out. This word is, at least for me, is what is it speaking? Like, what is it? Is your art speaking? And what do you want that art to be saying if it were to speak? And to be able to answer that, and I'm just kind of going off of what you said, is that's what makes, honestly, it makes you almost, what's that word? Like, not irreplaceable, but it, you bring a ton of value to your team when you do that.
Yeah.
Because
it's true.
If you can, like you said, you can learn how to video edit. Video editing isn't hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're researching while you're working. Essentially, you don't think it's like 50-50 or like 60-40. You think they just,
I think for some people, I think for some people, like the developing your craft. Yes, for sure. I think that there's some of that that we're still doing, that you're still doing. I feel like I'm still doing some, like, I don't know.
I mean, this is what I love about Jay is that when's the last time you opened up Final Cut, but for like, not to like help somebody, but to actually, like, oh, I'm gonna make a film. When I first met Johnny, that's what he did. He had a Vimeo account and he had a nice film.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
But see, so now it's much, like, that question I think feels different for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Way different.
Because like, you're stage 10, he's like.
Yeah, like.
No, it's a different stage because I'm not.
Because it's two different games.
I feel like I know what I need to bring.
Yeah.
And because I know what I need to bring, I work on that.
Exactly.
And so that's, I think that Joe knows what he needs to bring, and I feel like we have good relationship there.
For sure.
And so I need to, you know, for me, I think the research development, the curiosity is there, but it needs to be there more for me. But like, I think that would be my, like, development would be curiosity right now. Is that how, I think, what, if you say like, what speaks to me, the question I ask myself, like, what am I interested in? What do I like? And then from there, like, I just, for a while, I think I turned off that, like, what do I like? What am I interested in? But I think that's a really good question. Like, what are you into? I think ultimately that is what makes you, not even different, but that's what gives you a taste. Yeah. Is that, man, I really like olives, or I really like blues. I'm really into blues.
And what's
real, I'm really yeah. into blues. I'm really yeah. into blues. And then just keep on communicating. I'm really into blues. And then that's it.
What's, you know, crazy about that is that something that I've recently discovered, and why I think our relationship, Johnny and I's, works really well, is because my entry to creativity was always grabbing what other people liked and working with that, right?
Yeah.
Because I think with Johnny, you've always, that was your sort of, you've always liked what you like. It was not necessarily you liked it because you saw it on something else, or obviously there's always references,
sure,
but I think Johnny was one of the first people I knew that was comfortable with liking X, even if, you know, the most people that I knew wouldn't like that, right, or didn't even know about that. And I think I'm now entering into understanding that for the first time, like, oh, I can like what I like. And that actually makes me better.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's like, it's super, super narrow. I don't know if you feel this, Joe, but like, it feels like talking about some, like, such intricacies that you only think about in your mind.
Yeah.
But for the sake of conversation, like, it is, you know, it is like the question always in my mind is that it's like, what am I into? Or what should I lean into that I'm into? Like, what is interesting that I should lean into, because I want to lean into it, even though this is a question a lot of people, I don't think, let themselves go. I don't like it, but maybe I want to like it. Like, I don't initially like it, but
because it's not like,
because of stuff, like, it's like
so many things,
yeah. But the curiosity to taste, that most people will say, like, bro, you're changing.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, I am. And most people say, like, are reluctant to change and say, like, you know, you're new, whatever. Like, not just to me, but to people, like whether you dress differently or you eat different food. And I think the ongoing curiosity to change and to evolve and just like I think right now I was having this conversation. We were talking about photography yesterday. I think something that's becoming super apparent is like I would say depth, but like when you see one thing, like when you see something that's just beautiful and speaks, as opposed to before I thought like seeing 100 different things.
Yeah.
It's like one image.
Yeah.
Oh, that one image.
Just,
you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's quality. It's like, man, there's just...
It doesn't really compare.
Yeah, it doesn't compare to the 101 shot on iPhone, this one image shot on film. And it's subtle, it's simple, it's... For sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that, like, I think... And it's simple. What does that mean? I don't know, but I think we constantly have conversations about that. Like, what is interesting to us? Where are we going? Like, what is interesting? And I think we tried to take everything we do that way. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this is super important. I think, you know, and it looks different for everybody, but I think that even this is like, the factors or the ingredients to growth, because otherwise you just stay. I see a lot of people stay.
Yeah, for sure. Like you they're know? Still.
Yeah.
The references aren't changing.
No,
and the world. I have two thoughts. I think one of the things I like about this convo is because obviously Johnny's a dad.
Yeah. And
we'll all be fathers one day. But I think about. You know, I think about my dad. He didn't stay within like culture and arts, but he kept up with technology. He allowed himself to be curious with technology, and he would always show me new computer stuff and like, look at this new hardware. And he was like an Android guy that would love to reboot his whole Android and turn it into a computer. And because of that, it allowed me to almost have that reference. And I think about us, like when we're in our 60s, I'm really confident that we'll probably still be in the same conversation, and I hope we will, of the continual curiosity. Like it doesn't, like I hope we don't stay here. A lot of people, I think, stay. Yeah. I would say right now, at least for me, we're not at peak, but we've grasped this concept, this entire weird concept that we're talking about. We've grasped it so well that we could make a decision. There's no need to grow anymore. There's no need for curiosity because we have an agency. There's young kids around us. Yeah. We can almost like, quote unquote, not rest, but stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that wouldn't, I don't think that would ever happen. And I think
it's also the world is so, it evolves and it changes so quickly that I think, you know, there are scenarios where like, man, you find something and you just stick to it and you write it out for the next 10 years or so. But I think that in today's world, like, you know, there are like 2% people, and then there's maybe like the 40% people, and then there's like the 60%. And I think that there is space for people to live in the 40. And by the 40, meaning we talk about this, like the, maybe right now the 40% looks like, to be honest, like to give it color, like right now, maybe, I think that now the 60% is probably like the Oddfellows Super Chicks vibe. The 40% is a little bit further than that, but now there's something else. Does that make sense? And so, but those variables or those ratios are always happening. And I think that the constant evolving and letting yourself go there, I think is super important. And that's not even just creatively. Like, I think a lot of times we realize like, you know, we were talking about NFTs a little bit ago. I think what I love about being a kid is that you're 16 years old and like you don't have an ounce of pride about changing with like the cool new thing. Yeah. You know, you just kind of go. Yeah. You just go. Like whether it's nerdy or sporty or smart, I mean whatever it may be, like they just go and then they get like really good at it.
Yeah.
Like my nephew Nate, you know, your nephews are cousins. Like, it's like, oh, I'm interested in games.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really good at games
now.
And then
I'm good.
Oh, man, I'm interested in, like, NFTs. Now I'm really good at that stuff. You know, and that, and I just think that that's a beautiful, like, circle.
For sure.
Is that, like, just letting yourself go there.
Like, yeah, the nephew's a great example.
Yeah.
He had never done 3D. I lend him my computer for two, three hours, and he literally builds. Like, he was working.
Yeah.
He was working on it, and it looked great. Yeah.
So that was, like, another transition, but staying in the same vein. How often does the curiosity lead into beta testing a concept or a project?
Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, I do think that the curiosity, I think, drives initiatives and the way that you approach everything. I think, you know, right now, like, I know that you're also working out early and, you know, you're taking care of your body, and in that curiosity, and then you're giving yourself to that project of just taking care of your body. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to bleed into the way you eat lunch, and it has to bleed into the way you eat dinner. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
And so I think you're letting yourself go there, like, will cause that. And so that's like, you know, does it mean that we fully, like, launch a project based off of, like, cubes and photography? Like, maybe not necessarily, like it's not necessarily always an impulsive, like, everything is trash, it's only photography. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're figuring out sometimes. But it is we were talking about photography yesterday. Today we get a project in, maybe we pull that reference and we do photography.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's also when it come, how does it come to fruition? How does it come to life? Is if you're really, you know, if you're really, I think, conviction, like, if you feel like this is a way to go, you just make it happen. I mean, I think we...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, if you really want to see something done, obviously the cheesy thing is always to say, like, just do it. But there's a big, big truth to that. Like,
yeah.
It's a good point. But it's a big truth, but then also allowing for room for failure. I think that's where curiosity, like...
Yeah, it has to be there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a big part of it. The curiosity is a huge... The failure part is
huge.
That's where the kids come in. They're not afraid of that.
Yeah, because, like, if I'm going to pull my, like, this is the big difference, is I'm going to pull my photo reference for this project. Managers, CEOs, Johnny himself, or somebody can be like, I don't think that's going to fit. All right, then I'm going to pause it. Next project, I'm going to bring my photo again. You know what I mean? Like, or a better photo, right? Or something. And I think it's that if you're really convicted, then you'll, it's what's that quote, the squeaky wheel gets the oil or whatever. It's super
the oil.
It's the squeaky wheel, and kids are not, honestly, kids are not, when you think about kids, they don't care about being annoying. I want to go.
Or like, they don't care about failing, like, because there's no pride there.
No.
Like I for real, like, I when I introduced Nate, and he was probably 12 or even 11 at the time, to Fortnite, like, he was dying every time he landed. Like, every time, bro. Every time he'd land, he just would get shot because he sucked. And like, legit. And the other day I went to his house, and, bro, he was playing duos, I think against, like, squads or something like that. And he had, like, 25 kills every game. And they just kept winning the whole, like, for 6 hours. They just won every single game. They're so good. And I'm like, you stuck it to this thing way better than a lot of people I know. And you're just, now you're freaking good at it.
Yeah.
And like, that process,
exactly.
Can we have that process today?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, I fight really that. Like, I fight that right now. Like, I woke up this morning, I was showering, and legit what went through my mind is like, man, the NFT stuff is here, but it was also here a few months ago when we were talking about it. And we had an idea, and we were going to shift, you know, we were going to send these NFTs to these artists. And I still imagine that project. And I imagine, like, if we were to send this piece to these people that we think, whether it's in Chicago and in LA, the Larry guy, and then the Benjamin guy, you know, these people, And then we tell them what it's about and Nate, and they all send us back. And now we release it. I still haven't seen it. And I still think it would pop off and it would be good. But we just, I didn't follow through with it. It was just an idea that we had.
Versus what you were saying is not a kid, but that mentality would have like, why not?
Like, yeah. Like, or move. Just like move, you know? And yeah, like,
yeah.
So I wish it was more that. And I think that, like, we're constantly looking for ways that we can continue to execute on ideas. I think one of the things that I've learned recently through conversations with friends and like mentors is that like timing, it's okay, like, yes, go all in on all things. But also what I'm realizing is that like, it's okay to sort of
take your time.
Yeah, like right now, here's what we have and we're doing it. We're mm-hmm. doing it really well. And then maybe this project starts in March, you know, or maybe it starts in June. And I'm impatient, like, yeah. For sure. I think that's something we need to work on.
Absolutely.
But it's still there, yeah. You know, and sometimes, yeah, we lose it because I think timing is really important. But I also think like...
But also it's not timing, yes, it's important, but it's not a factor that like, dismisses this entire process we're talking about at all.
Yeah. It's really good.
And that's good to know. I think a lot of times, you know, I thought that day it had to be done, but we're talking about it 2 months later and I'm still thinking it's got to be done. So it's like, oh, the day didn't go by.
No.
You know, and we're still developing. We grew relationships and we have gone pretty absolutely. Deep and like all that stuff. But I think this is a huge, huge part. I think the curiosity. I mean, we were talking the other day, like, man, you know, that's why a lot of people are like, oh, can you guys show your work? Like, I think that because we're constantly evolving, it's difficult.
Yeah.
And what do? It's difficult. And I know that's like, there's fundamental things that we do for sure. And there's fundamental like processes and either projects or initiatives, things that like we can say that we're confident doing for sure, but we also just want to continue to like be curious, to research, to develop, because I think that the research and develop, can we present something that is actually new and that's actually that hasn't been seen.
Yeah, I mean, I know? Think metrics are so weird.
Yeah,
how do we do this, what do we do there, stuff like that. And I think I keep thinking about our website and it says like our website changes like every other month. And
a lot.
That's probably, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I do think like we don't ever have this is what we do. But on there I wrote we're a creative studio dedicated to beauty in any form. And I think that's like the closest thing. I feel like Jay might say different, but I feel like that's the closest thing that we potentially do. Like we genuinely look for beauty, you know, in releasing an album, or beauty in raising $40,000 for a school, or beauty in the future of a soccer kids, like, you know what I mean, like those things. And so
I think that's a good point.
I don't know how we got to this
point, I think, but beauty, yeah,
like, cause it's right, like it, whether it's beauty or like, man, that just feels good. Like that's
yeah.
And I don't, that sounds horrible to tell, you know, a CEO, like, so what do you do? We just help you feel good about your project. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, you cross this path when you get into certain projects that like, that's all they're looking for. It's that they're just looking, you know, whether it's an Adidas or Post Malone or Drake or these like bigger projects, that they're just looking for mm-hmm. real tangible feeling, because their products are so, what's the word? Like they're so,
I mean, they're
dry.
They're emotionally so, driven. I mean, it's music.
Yeah. Like, well, no, but a lot of times their products are actually like dry. Like the products, like a lot of times there's actually no, like they do a terrible job at providing feeling or emotion to their stuff. Like they do a bad job at that.
Give me 1 second.
And so they're looking, you're good. So they're looking for stuff. So they're looking for feel. They're looking for like what we're talking about. So I think it's committing to all that. Is that Joe?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how we got in here. What were you? Where were you at? Where were you at?
That was, and then I had. He answered the. Are pretty good, honestly. That was. Tell I think that was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Thanks for joining. I know we went into a ton of curiosity, creative conversation. But I mean, to you, Jesse, does that make sense? I know, like, no, I know, yeah, like I struggle with like being so abstract. I feel super abstract. I feel super like, but what are you saying, bro? You know, and like, I'm not, I just, it's so hard, I think, to like really trim it to like, here is exactly what it is, and here's the formula.
Yeah,
we do our best when we can, but I think when we're talking about like, when we're talking about creative process or, you know, curiosity, like it's really difficult to be so concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that like seeing it, catching it is somewhat more helpful than like telling it.
Yeah.
So even bro, this, that, like, this good. Is even this, it's like, it's tough. Like, I don't, it's not, I think this is why proximity and people around and stuff like, you know, what we're talking about here is just a sort of process or a mindset, but this mindset put on you looks so different. Mm-hmm. This mindset put on you looks so different. It looks so different for me. And I just think we're very cautious or aware of like people having their own creative either taste or even just freedoms. I think like freedom is super important. And so a lot of times I think I look for just go there and like pause, open it up.
Pause there. That's a huge like creative freedom. It can do two things, honestly. It can either, I don't know what the like merit is, like you can either be ready and so excited for creative freedom.
Yeah.
Or it can genuinely like scare you.
Really?
I think so. I feel yeah. both because I how many times have we been like, okay, just create, and they're like, well, you have to give me like
boundaries. Yeah.
You have to give me like what exactly versus then there's a different when it's like, all right, just create. And it's like, all right, like I'm going to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, do you know?
What I think what you're saying, yes. And we'll end it here in like a few minutes because I know you got to go. If we were asking, I see this all the time. This happened yesterday at the studio. There was someone working on something and I saw them design something, whatever. And like,
yeah.
The question is, okay, you have a project. And there's two ways to approach it. Like you said, hey person or hey friend, like you have free reins to create whatever you want. Here's what mm-hmm. you need to put on it, right? The language, the copy, whatever. Yeah. Or like here, then the boundaries, the style, the guidelines, all that. I think about a person that gets dropped in a highway mm-hmm. with no lanes and you tell them, hey, go wherever you want. And if that person initially and internally is curious and has been so excited about driving to Wyoming,
say less.
They're just going to go.
Yeah.
But if the person, when we drop them in the highway and I say, go wherever you want to go, and they're like,
where do I go?
I don't really want to go anywhere.
Mm. Mm.
Then that's the person that needs help. And we need help. Ultimately, we need to just say, hey, 40 miles north, you're going to get to Plano.
Yeah.
And we do that. Like there's, but I think it's always knowing where people are at. I'm always super interested in people that like have just this, like, put me on the highway. I'm going because I want to go here. I've been waiting.
Yeah. Which is to your first answer, like the research and how do you do both? You constantly have to do one. I mean, if you really want it, like you're researching because you know mm-hmm. the moment I'm asked to
go somewhere
to do X project. Let's go. Yeah. Like I have, you know, not me, but like that person, like have references for days for this. Like
here's what I see that is a fear is a lot of times they say, man, like I really wanted to go to, you know, to Canada mm-hmm. and I wanted to drive, but like, I just don't know if that's where you want me to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, but I literally said like, you know, a lot, and that looks like, I don't know if the project that you're giving me fits or matches where I want to take it. And I think that's truly like, that's the beautiful part of, let's see, like, yeah, let's just cause take it, me there. Let's just see what it looks like.
Did you guys see the new cover for Ye's?
No.
No?
The monkey. New?
The monkey. That's what I'm saying. Like that's like a perfect example. Like
right there, that's even a layer deeper.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for is yes, take me to freaking Bahamas.
Like, no, like, wait. I don't think you know.
No, it's weird.
No. I mean, this is weird. Yeah. Like with the people overall, I just think that's
somebody, I forgot who, I think it's Nick Knight. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a cover.
Is he dropping today?
I don't know.
Damn.
I thought that was just an image he posted.
No,
it was a cover for like
I think
a song
so. Look at Nick Knight. I think it's something with the game.
It's pretty damn. Cool. All right.
But
well, it's 8:30. We take a.
What do you mean?
It's 8:30, right?
Yeah, it's 8:30. We've been doing it for 40 minutes.
Which track is this? Oh, this is Baby King. Let me get the beat though. Let me get the beat. My mama mad at me, I know I fucked up. Mad at me, I know I fucked up. Bass, just bass. Bass only, bro. Bass only. Alright. Hey.
For the days I said I would be honest. Won't you think about you his and voice. I just grab so my nice. Hand and look me in the eye. Look,
this his voice is sick,
right? I know. Alright, thanks for joining. This ain't something.